A search of the surf at Currawa Beach on the Gold Coast has turned up the body of a 14-year-old champion lifesaver who went missing during an event yesterday. Matthew Barclay was competing in a board race in moderate conditions when he disappeared. ABC reporter Tom Forbes is at Currawa Beach. Tom, good morning. Very sad news that a body has been recovered.
That's right, Tony. Just after 9 o'clock this morning, reports started filtering through that a body had been found north of the competition zone. We've walked about a kilometre up the beach and we're now standing outside the Broadbeach Surf Life Saving Club. And the tone is very sombre indeed. It's been an extensive air, land and sea search for the young lifesaver. And it appears it's been a tragic end.
Tom, the conditions at the beach yesterday, can you tell me what they were like and indeed what they're like today?
Tony, conditions are a little easier or a little lighter today. Yesterday conditions would be described as tricky. I think it's unfair to say that they're dangerous, although the surf boats were moved to a lake just northwest of the Gold Coast. But Currawa Beach is Currawa Beach. It's famous for its large break and its irregular surf patterns, and I guess that's what attracts lifesavers to this area. But it also can be very dangerous. Even if the waves aren't big, there is a very strong sweep underneath the water heading to the north. We get exposed to onshore winds, and sandbanks at irregular intervals just off the beach also make conditions tricky.
And even though it's known as a separate beach, it stretches for kilometres.
That's right. Well, the Gold Coast beaches basically start at the Tweed border. There's a couple of headlands down there, and then it's one long straight beach pretty much all the way to the top with a couple of headlands in between. Currawa Beach is probably on the longest stretch of beach, and it is very exposed.
Tom, the area where the body was found, is that where the main search was being conducted, or was it further south?
Well, the competitor went missing just south of the competition area in the under-15 area, which would have been about 500 metres south of the Currawa Surf Club. So I guess I'm estimating we're probably about 1.5 kilometres north of where he went missing. The helicopter had been sweeping up and down all morning. There'd also been inflatable rescue boats up and down on this part of the coast, and also a large number of lifesavers have been in doing shallow water searches as well.
ABC reporter Tom Forbes at Currawa Beach.